A male patient was transported to hospital overnight with serious head injuries following a single vehicle crash into a tree at Noosaville. Two others who were in the vehicle were also admitted to hospital as stable. It was one of several nasty crashes overnight. An adult and a child were transported to hospital stable following a two-vehicle crash on Sippy Downs Drive. And paramedics are currently assessing a female patient who has minor injuries after a single vehicle crash on Batinia Boulevard. Police are asking residents in the Doonan, Yandina, Wapa Falls, Curran and Pomona areas to review their CCTV or dash cam footage and to check their properties or sheds for a missing man. Dennis Cole left a Sunrise Road property at Doonan on a skateboard at about 2 a.m. 30 days ago and hasn't been seen or heard from since. Police and SES volunteers have been searching bushland in the area. The 34-year-old's disappearance is out of character. Coast drivers are being asked to list the region's worst roads and intersections. The RACQ has launched its Unroadworthy Roads Survey, asking drivers to nominate areas that desperately need attention. Head of Public Policy, Dr. Michael Caine, says the results of the survey will then be passed on to road authorities and politicians in a push for improvements.
We're asking people to let us know in their daily commute or on their weekends away what they see and know are the worst roads in Queensland. You've got the eyes on the roads, and what we want is your knowledge, your local knowledge of what the worst roads are.
Also making news, it's understood police are now investigating an alleged physical altercation between two men after a Junior Sunshine Coast AFL game on Sunday. The Daily reports the alleged incident involved two men aged in their 40s forcing the under 13 game to be called off at half time. Any witnesses are being asked to contact police. An iconic Sunshine Coast attraction is relaunching today. After several years of renovations, stage one of the Big Pineapple Reno is complete, featuring a new viewing deck, playground and cafe. The much-loved plantation train and carriages have also been restored along with its tracks. The attraction will reopen at 10 a.m.